wanted to share tonight. The Ramban addresses one of the most perplexing aspects of the Jewish stay in Mitzrayim, that is the number of years that they were actually there. It seems, as Rashi calculates, based on various dates and ages that we're aware of, that the Jews are actually only in Mitzrayim for 210 years. The difficulty is that at the Bris Bein HaBesorim, when Hashem makes a covenant with Avram, He says, Ki Geria Zarecha Arba Me'oshana, that your children will be strangers in a land that's not theirs, and they'll be oppressed and put into slavery for 400 years. And the problem with that is that in this week's parsha, when they actually leave on the night following the Makos Bechoros, the final and the 10th plague, the Torah says, and the Jews were here in Mitzrayim, Arba Me'os Ushloshim, 430 years. So the Torah tells us they were there for 430, they were promised to be there for 400, and they were actually only there for 210. And putting all of this together is a rather complicated mathematical computation. How does that work? So Rashi very famously says that the promise that Hashem made to Avram at the Bris Bein HaBesorim at 400 years, even though that was told to Avram at the Bris Bein HaBesorim, those years, those 400, didn't start until 30 years later. 30 years later, Yitzchak is born. 30 years after this covenant was made. At the time of Yitzchak's birth, now it makes sense to begin counting your children will be strangers in a land that's not yours. Now you have children. Now we could start to count. So from the birth of Yitzchak was actually 400 years. That fulfills the promise that Hashem had made to Avram. The fact that the Torah says they were there for 430 years, that's counting from the time of the actual promise, which included 30 years before the count actually begins. So from the time of the covenant was 430 years, but the 400, that only started from the birth of Yitzchak. That's Rashi's approach, which the Ramban quotes, but doesn't particularly like. He brings a number of other approaches, and then finally settles on the following very interesting approach. Says the Ramban, the 400 years began when they were stated. At the Bris Bein HaBesorim, at that moment, Hashem says your children are going to be strangers in a land that's not yours, 400 years, and that's when the count begins. 400 years begin from that moment. They left 430 years from that moment. There is an additional 30 years that take place from that covenant until they actually left. Says the Ramban, what's the problem? The reason why there were additional 30 years is because Ki Agzera, even though the decree was 400, Hashloshim Shana Ha'elu Tosefes Aleim Ba'avon Ador Ha'hu, there was an additional 30 years because of the sins of that generation. Just like we see, says the Ramban, if an individual sins, he can have a decree of galus, of exile, or problems and suffering for a year, for 2 years. We find that all the time throughout the Torah that a person can be punished because of his behavior. The Jewish people also received punishment. Yes, the promise was only 400 years. That wasn't a maximum. That was a minimum. 400 years from now. And if you don't behave, so that's not to say that you can't get an additional punishment for things that you did wrong. Of course. Okay, so 400 years, and then look at what you did wrong. What the Jewish people do wrong in Mitzrayim, says the Ramban, min hayadua, it is well known, bin Mitzrayim, ra'im, v'chata'im, me'od. They did many terrible things while in Mitzrayim. For example, bitlu es hamila. We find that they tried to nullify the concept of bris mila, which was their inheritance from Avram, Avinu, and Yitzchak and Yaakov. The Midrashim point out, we had a problem with bris mila. Rashi himself points that out. We also see, as Rashi points out, that the angels were in disbelief at the time of the splitting of the sea. Eilu ovdei avodah zarah. Eilu ovdei avodah zarah. Here are idolaters talking about the Mitzrayim. Here are idolaters talking about the Jews. We had a mila problem. We had an idolatry problem. Says the Ramban, it was a problematic time for the Jewish people in history. Al Kain Arach Galusam Shloshim Shana. Therefore, the Galus was extended 30 years. The 400 should have started from the moment Hashem promised. Not like Rashi says where it was delayed from starting. No, it started right away. It's that it extended. The promise had to be pushed beyond that because of the inappropriate behavior of the Jewish people. And then the Ramban concludes with a fascinating thing. So I 30 years. He says it should have been longer. Their behavior would have decreed a longer period of an extension of galus. And that's why the Torah highlights so many times, says the Ramban, that we cried, we davened, we prayed, we groaned, we moaned. Shinitzaku vehirbu tfila. the Jewish people's tefillah is what ended it, and that's why it says Vayeyonchu, Vayitzaku, Vatal Shavasam, Vayishmalu Kimesnakasam, Vihine Tzakas Bnei Shol Boilai, Nitzak Hashem El Hashem Elokei Avosim Vayishmas Kolein of Esra Nirmes. So many phrases in the Torah say that Hashem heard. If it was a promise that was done, so why does it have to say that we daven so much and Hashem listened to them? The time was come. Says the Ramban, it's true, the time had come, we already went beyond that. And we would have gone even longer. But we davened, we yearned, we cried, we prayed, we were in so much pain, Hashem finally took us out. That is a lesson to all of us. Our exile has extended beyond anyone's imagination. 2,000 years, it's Vanitzakel Hashem Elokei, we say that all the time, to daven and to pray. One last point, the Ramban mentions this idea that it was 30 years extended explains a fascinating aspect, an enigmatic episode in history. Chazal say the Bnei Ephraim left Mitzrayim early. Before Moshe's arrival, they already left trying to flee and they were cut down. Why did they try to leave? So Chazal say, when did they do that? Exactly 30 years prior to Moshe's arrival. As the Gemara mentions in Midrashim, mentioned in Masechet Sanhedrin and elsewhere, says Ramban, it's a reason why they left 30 years early. They calculated exactly 400 years from the time that Hashem said to Avraham, for 400 years you'll be slaves. The time was up. They assumed it was time to go. They stormed out, and it was a failed exercise. The Ramban says, because it's true the time was up, but they were undeserving, and there was an extension to their servitude, and that extension went for 30 years until they davened, they cried in pain, and Hashem finally heard their cries. And that's how the Ramban understands it was 210 years of actual time in Mitzrayim, 400 years came and went from the promise. It was extended for the additional 30 because of the chata'im of the Jews in Mitzrayim.